From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Tiger Woods won the U.S. Open, and what a championship it was. At the end of four rounds of 18 holes each yesterday, the best golfer in the world was tied with an appealing journeyman, Rocco Mediate. So today, there was an 18-hole one-on-one playoff, and after that round, it was still tied. That led to a sudden-death playoff, and on the first hole, Tiger Woods made a par four, Mediate had a bogey five, and Woods was the Open champion. Larry Dorman, golf reporter for the New York Times, was there, and he joins me now from Torrey Pines in La Jolla, California. Larry Dorman, you've watched a lot of golf. How does today's day of golf rate?
Well, I've never seen anything quite like it, Robert, and I've seen quite a bit of golf. It was just something that the spectacle and the back and forth and the enormous turnout of the gallery for this. It would just create an electricity that is unlike anything I've seen in all my years of watching golf.
How many spectators do you think were on the course following these two golfers?
Well, there were at least 25,000, and for a Monday where most people had to go back to work after 4 days, it was an amazing turnout, and they were following all the way around the golf course, except for those who gathered in this grandstand at the 18th hole. 2 or 3 hours before the golfers were scheduled to arrive there.
Now, this was a day that saw two competitors, a superstar in his prime versus a 45-year-old overachiever. But first, on Tiger Woods. Was this Tiger Woods at his best, or was this Tiger Woods, the post-surgical Tiger Woods?
Well, this is the post-surgical Tiger Woods, who is actually going to take some time off after this championship because he felt as though he really needs it. He pushed his knee pretty hard. I would not say that he was at full strength, somewhere in the neighborhood of maybe 80%, I would think. But when it came time to do the special things that Tiger Woods does, he was 100%.
Could you actually see him wincing there, though, as he swung at times?
Very often I could see him wincing. Today was not as bad as it had been in previous days. He went seven or eight holes today without really wincing after hitting a driver. Whereas in previous days, he'd begun right from the beginning. You could see that he wasn't himself, and he was really struggling with certain shots where he would get a shot of shot of electricity like pain through his knee. So I think he wants to rest it and find out just exactly what's causing that.
Now, talk a little bit about Rocco Mediate, who I guess gave hope to millions of men in their 40s this past week that you can actually get better at golf.
He certainly did. Rocco Mediate is just a delightful fellow. I've known him for years. I first saw him win in 1991 at Doral when he beat Curtis Strange. He was the first player to use the long putter, and he was using the long putter because he has a bad back, a very bad back, and it almost drove him out of golf. Last year he played very sparingly, and he had fallen to 157th in the world rankings, and really no one expected him to even be in this tournament, much less do as well as he did. In order to get here, he had to get through an 11-man playoff for seven holes in the sectional qualifier at Columbus, Ohio. He did so. He came here, and it was just it was a wonderful thing to see. And the people here just loved him. I think he made a lot of friends around the country with the way he performed. It was very, very. He had a way about him that was just genuine joy, and I think people really enjoyed seeing that.
One reading of this U.S. Open Championship is Tiger Woods at 80% in pain and looking for a rest can still beat any other field of golfers in the world.
That actually is one way of looking at it, and I think everybody knows that that Tiger, when he puts himself in a position to win, he generally closes the deal. He has never been the 54-hole leader in a major championship and not won it. So that's a pretty mm-hmm. amazing statement, and this is the closest he has come to losing when he had the 54-hole lead. So it was a great statement by him mm-hmm. that he can play with pain, and he never did mm-hmm. the whole week. He never once used it as an excuse.
Larry Dorman of the New York Times, thank you.